get a button.
He's going to get the background.
There it goes.
There it goes.
If I could interrupt your luncheon meal for a few minutes, just for a brief time frame. In the lobby, there's a preliminary piece of history being made that can be passed down because we have literally hundreds and hundreds of pictures and documentations that we could make copies of, and we really need to do that to be honest to our history and understand our heritage here right at this church. We're doing that, what you see in the lobby. But we're also recognizing the fact we would not normally have a June soup and salad because of graduations and everything. But then it dawned on us and we realized that June 30th is the 175th anniversary of the founding of what was called at that time the first, well, I'll read it here, but the first church,
Christian church,
the first Christian church of Pembroke, New York. Now, of course, in our wisdom, we shorted that to Margaret or Chapel. much easier to remember. We've got a history. It's hard for us to remember the history because it is not a solid line. It starts in 1849, and it's a very sketchy line. We're not exactly sure from just our brief perusal. We probably need to get some historians. Maybe you got some in the church that want to actually take the deep dive into the history. Just reading what records we have, it's open, it's closed. There's disciplinary actions. There's pastors. They come, they go. So we're not exactly sure that we can draw a clear example of a church that started in 1849 and went all the way until this day in a solid core. The church was empty, and you can see on some of those pictures, some of them that are up in the lobby, that's what the church looked like when we first came in 1971, right? And if you notice the pictures, take careful look. Most of the windows are blown out and boarded over. There's a lot of damage to the clapboards and a whole ton of damage inside the building. And I think the only person that would know that early would be Betsy, me, and my sister Sharon, because she was there in the early Sundays. But if we forget our heritage and fail to pass that down, we've made a big mistake. Maybe that's the historian in me, the history major. But you don't want to forget where it came from. And you enjoy this place. You worship here every Sunday. God has blessed us in so many ways. But we must not forget that God's hand was moving long before any of us were around. And I don't want that you should forget that. And so I want to read for you what minutes we have, minutes from a meeting, and I will read this for you so you will recognize the heritage that you have, and particularly in the building you're sitting in right now. This is what notes we have in our historical record that we keep a close watch over because it cannot be replaced. From June 30th, 1849. That in 1849, you need to be aware that where you are was considered frontier. This was frontier. So you have no street names or addresses for anybody. It's just you're from North Pembroke. Because, and the history of the church records this, there's a spurt of growth for 3, 4, 5, 10 years. And then it goes backwards. Well, you know what's happening. This is frontier. People are moving here. They settle. They pull up stakes. And they move on. And you can see those waves in our records that we have of history. But on June 30th, And 75 years ago today, perhaps even the moments that we spent in worship would have been precisely 175 years. This is what they were doing, and they wrote it down so that we would all know. And in the original hand, that we have it in the books, which are so decayed and decrepit that we do not pass them out or bring them out, particularly the book that this is in, because it's the only record we have. This is what it says. These people, and they're listed, and we'll name them, what they were doing on June 30th, 175 years ago. I know what you're doing. You're doing what you do so well. Eating. We love to eat. But here's what they were doing. Listen to this as the first entry in a book that is rather dilapidated, but we can still read from it. June 30th, 1849. Agreeable to previous notice being given for the purpose of forming a Christian church in the town of Pembroke, Genesee County, State of New York, Reverend Joseph Weeks presided and officiated in the transactions of the day. The following persons came forward and offered themselves to be incorporated into a Christian church in said town according to the rules of the gospel. Philip Amidon, Mrs. Sarah Amidon, Henry Like, Mrs. Hannah Like, Joseph Fishhill, and Amelia Fishhill, Hiram Like, and Jerusha Marzen, Reverend Theophilus Crocker, and Mrs. Mary Crocker, Milton Gray, and Mrs. Eunice Gray, James Burke, and Mrs. Polino Marston, June E. Crocker, at which time they were pronounced the first Christian church in Pembroke, according to the rules of the gospel. I want you to pay careful attention to what they affirm, because when you become a member of the church, I ask you if you can affirm this, because they were spot on. Here's what it reads now. At which time they were pronounced the first Christian church in Pembroke, according to the rules of the gospel, agreeing to take the scriptures of truth for our only rule of faith and practice. And I would say, could you affirm that? Making Christian character the test of Christian fellowship. What Bryce was talking about this morning. Can you affirm that? Living and fellowshipping all of God's spiritual children, and to watch over one another for good, according to the scriptures. Can you affirm that? That's how it started. 16 months later, they met together. They were obviously meeting, but we have no record of the Sunday by Sunday events. But they gathered together, and on this gathering, on October 20th of 1850, 16 months later, in the intervening 16 months, they built the room you're in and you've been using for 4 years? Betsy's always correcting my math. 50-some years. Okay. If you take the building from those bare beams, that's not it. Forward of the bare beams was built in 1888. This building is a barn. It's barn construction. When we analyzed whether we were going to stick around here, or we would have to move. Should we rebuild, tear this whole thing down? We had a civil engineer and an architect go through the building, tell us if it was worth saving. And they said, absolutely. They said, it's built like a rock. It's so you'd have a hard time tearing it down, they said. Take a lot of work. This room, from those beams to that wall, is what they called barn construction. It's typical barn construction. 18 months later, after the 1849 meeting, they met in this room. and they recorded what they were doing. The record reads, Dedication of Church. The Christian Church at North Pembroke, Genesee County, New York, was dedicated to God on October 20th, 1850, according to previous notice. The order of the meeting was as follows: singing by the choir, prayer by Reverend William Sidney Singrina, and the sermon by Reverend J. Weeks, prayer by Reverend J. Ellis. After which the assembly arose, and while standing, the house was, in a few words, dedicated to the solemn worship of one God, the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ, for the benefit of the Christian church at large, and the special benefit and use of the First Christian Church in North Pembroke. Music by the choir, and the benediction by Reverend J. Weeks. The dedication of the building that you're sitting in right now and worship in every Sunday. There were those who came before us. You don't recognize those names. I don't either. It'd be great someday to some of the later names I do recognize because they were here when I came, but your names will be in that record. And the care of what they began in 1849 and what they dedicated themselves to in 1849 and 1850 will be your responsibility to maintain, to stay true and faithful. And even in the same manner that we cannot trace all of these people, their names are known to God. They rose up with nothing here at all. It was frontier, and said, we need to be the body of Christ. They built a barn to worship in. And they dedicated it in 1850. Their names we do not have. They're not listed in the record. But God knows. And you have to ask yourself this question. With all the history that we do know, of all the people that wanted to destroy this church building, of all the people, that separate story that would have to come out, but I was once told when I first came by a fireman that there was an organized group that wanted the East Pembroke Fire Department to burn this building down. They refused. It wasn't being used for anything good. They refused. Do you have any good use out of it in the last 54 years? Did God preserve it? We have a responsibility begun by our brothers and sisters whom we will meet one day. I can't wait until someone says to me, in glory, where did you attend church? And I say, Mogador. And the answer isn't, where's that? They'll say, oh, me too. Me too. Maybe there'll be some of the little ones who will be presenting their little ones, Lord Terry's. You have a responsibility. We are responsible to carry on what God began. And isn't it interesting that against all odds, the people that wanted to destroy this, wanted to make apartments out of it, the guy who lived next door did, that God preserved it. God kept it. Why? Why does He do anything? To the glory of God alone. Sola Gloria. Sola Dea Gloria. To God alone the glory. Let us not lose sight of that. Those could just become names and we say, that has no meaning. It should have a great deal of meaning. We need to dedicate ourselves to be as faithful to the gospel and to the message of the Word of God against all odds as God gives us the strength. Amen. he has passed on to you this building, the room you're in, goes back to 1850. That room goes back to 1888. This room goes back to 1987. The land goes back to, I don't know, the land we bought. Why do we have all of this? I do not know. What does God intend to do with this? I do not know. Nor do I need to know. I just need to be faithful.
Amen.
Let us pray. Sovereign Father, if we could trace the history with great accuracy, we would see that invisible hand. And we would recognize that that's not just true in the body of Christ. It's true in each of our lives. The sovereign hand, your gracious, loving, caring hand. In every event, in every moment, you are there. You are always there. And you do not see years, months, or minutes. You are eternal. You know your intention. And what falls upon us is to be faithful. To be faithful with what you have given, with what we have, with what talents you have assembled here. Guide us, and may your name be held holy, our Father and our God. And we give you thanks in the name of Christ and all of God's children.
Amen.
You may resume your eating.